My name is Jim Conrad, and I was born in 1941. When I was growing up, we grew up on a truck farm. Well, my mother and father, and there's nine of us siblings, five girls and four boys. And we basically did general farm work until I started caddying at a fairly early age, which was nice. It got me into golf, which is still a passion of mine. Oh, the fondest memories, of course, being with my parents. And my family was always good. Being on kind of a farm life, you learn to have a good, close family type life. Several have passed on already. I've got one sister that I'm very close to yet. In fact, she's pretty much my age. We were always in the same grade together until high school. We went to parochial school in Illinois, and we had a close relationship ever since. We never got in trouble, but we always walked up to that line, dared that line, but never crossed it. And we would of course, date a lot. I was big into cars, and I would drag race a lot, and which got to be pretty expensive being a young man. At one time, I had a 1940 Ford coupe with a 56 Olds engine in it that was all souped up and was almost too fast to drive on the street, drag race in the streets. My kicks were what we would call at that time blown off daddy's Corvettes. So we would pull in where we knew there was a lot of vets parked, and we would entice them to go out and race. And I would never lose to one. That to me was a lot of fun. I attended Niles Township High School in Skokie, Illinois, northern suburb of Chicago. And then shortly after that, well, a year after that, I entered the Army. I was born at the right time. I went into the Army in 1960. I think April of 1960, for 3 years. I did all my basic training at Fort Leonard, Missouri. And then from there, I shipped right out to Munich, Germany. I got married in December 5th of 1964. Lady that I met in Skokie, Illinois, she worked at G.D. Cyril and Company, at that time a very large pharmaceutical company that had since been acquired by other companies, and I've lost track of what they are now. And we were married 34 years. Before she passed away, she had dementia at a very early age of 50. She started getting it at 53 years old and passed away when she was 54. Because in addition to the dementia, she developed cancer, breast cancer, and went fairly quick after that. We had one son that we adopted while we were living in California. And he is now 47 years old, living in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tried to give him a whole lot of stuff, tried to give him a better education. Just kind of almost pampered him a little bit too much, I think, in a lot of ways. But he grew up sort of on the privileged side in a way. I have no regrets about. But he kind of resented at times that type of lifestyle where he would be privileged. And he always tried to hide where he lives. so the kids, what his friends wouldn't think that he was privileged or, as he would say, a snob. Society in general, I think people years ago would be more willing to share what they had with others. They took their neighbors more seriously than they do today. It's not as integrated as it should be. You still have the, in your bigger cities, you still have your ethnic areas where, you know, a certain population would be in one place. That still exists today, and it's good. There's a lot of heritage being found, and as we get immigrants coming into the country, this I see remaining as a way of life going forward. I think a lot of teenagers in the inner cities have lost respect for almost everything and everyone. Not like in the suburbs. In the suburbs, they still have that same old respect for the elders and for the teachers and for who they are. But the inner cities today, I think they're worse than I've ever seen them. The advice that I would give today, just be yourself, respect your parents more than anything, respect your teachers, and then lead a good, normal life. Have fun, but keep it within all civil bounds.
Jim Conrad resides at the Carmel Senior Living Homes, where he continues to spend most of his free time reading and watching golf. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Xavier Coca. More podcasts and interviews like this can be found at whje.com.